Good afternoon, everyone. Let me start by acknowledging that we are gathered again today on the traditional territory of Treaty 6 and of the Métis people. I'm joined by David Shepherd, our critic for health. On Friday, Albertans received some very alarming news. According to a survey conducted by the Alberta Medical Association, 87% of Alberta doctors who were surveyed will be changing their practice by reducing their hours, closing their clinic, resigning from their local hospital, or retiring early. 42% of doctors surveyed said that they are seriously considering leaving Alberta or have even begun their plans to do so. Let's reflect on that. Almost half of the doctors in Alberta are seriously considering closing their practices, packing up their families, leaving behind their friends and communities, and moving out of Alberta. These are the consequences of Jason Kenney tearing up the province's contract with doctors and engaging in an ongoing running smear campaign against them during a deadly global pandemic. Now, while other jurisdictions are celebrating their doctors, Jason Kenney has suggested Alberta doctors are lazy, greedy, and dishonest. He's cut their pay and imposed hundreds of pages worth of new paperwork, and all of this during a public health emergency. Other provinces are taking advantage of the crisis that's now been created by Jason Kenney, Tyler Shandro, and the UCP. We know, for instance, that provinces like Manitoba are actively recruiting doctors to come to a province where they say they will have a government that respects their profession. We're seeing protests in communities like Pincher Creek, where hundreds of residents come out in their cars and trucks to protest the loss of their doctors. This is a very serious situation, and I'm deeply concerned that the problem is going to get worse in the coming months. Right now, we have Tyler Shandro disputing a $250 million lawsuit with Alberta doctors. He's planning to restrict where new doctors can practice with Alberta by imposing conditions into their practice IDs. And I believe this will drive many medical students to start their careers elsewhere, in jurisdictions where their constitutional rights to mobility are protected. Most recently, with Bill 30, we see the Kenney government changing the boards of regulatory colleges like the College of Physicians and Surgeons, and I believe that this could be used to punish outspoken doctors or to frustrate their plans to close their practice or resign from their hospital. Bill 30 also allows the government to pay corporations from the insurance plans who then have doctors as employees. This is new territory for Alberta, and we will have more to say about that soon. Trust me, that's a major, major issue. But today, what we do know for sure is that it's another attempt to weaken the relationship between doctors and their patients and introduce a new power center into our healthcare in the form of corporate employers. So if times are tough now, they're actually going to get tougher. And almost half of Alberta doctors are thinking about packing their bags. And I believe many more will be motivated to leave as their clinics and their hospitals empty out and Jason Kenney continues to attack the doctors who remain. If this government doesn't change course, I worry that many communities will see a literal spiral of doctors leaving the country or the province. Albertans will not be able to access the health care they need. It's that simple. This harms seniors. This harms young families. This harms Albertans living with chronic conditions. And it basically harms anyone who needs to see a doctor.
The host will be informed that you would like to speak.
Health system. And all of this is happening during a deadly global pandemic. So this is urgent. That is why today we will be calling for an emergency debate in the House, and we will be pressing the government for a response to this alarming news. Albertans need to see this response. They need to hear the government explain themselves. We must have this conversation. We are in the middle of a global pandemic, and the legislature is the place for us to have these conversations. And we call on the UCP to allow for this debate to occur this afternoon. We believe the solution is actually quite simple. The government should get back to the table, develop a new contract with the doctors through arbitration, repeal Bill 21, and basically move on from Tyler Shandro so that we can begin to reestablish some version of trust between these important frontline caregivers in this province and our government. We propose a solution, and in many parts of it, so too have the AMA and Alberta Medical Students, but the government refused. If there is no other plan, then it's clear that chasing doctors out of Alberta is actually a deliberate policy of Jason Kenney's. That can't be. We must find a way to fix this crisis. Thank you, and we're happy to take your questions.
We'll go to questions on the phone now. Just a reminder, if you're joining us by phone, to press *9 and to use the raise hand function if you're joining us via Zoom. And we'll go to our first question.
You are unmuted.
Go ahead, Colin.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Kenny Tretton calling from Kicks FM River Country in Peace River. And I guess my first question would be on the file of the doctors here. Where do you think that the, at least for the start of it, because it's been a bit of an ongoing thing, where do you think that the government went wrong? Like, what started this?
Well, I think, Kenny, you know, the real problem here is we have a government, where they went wrong is that they don't actually respect or care about our cherished system of public health. They don't care about ensuring that all Albertans, regardless of the income they earn, have access to high-quality public health care when and where they need it. Because they don't care, they were very casual and cavalier about picking a fight with doctors, breaking their word with doctors, ripping up the agreement with doctors, and then embarking upon a smear campaign and an endless fight with doctors. So it pretty much goes back to their fundamental beliefs around the value of public health. But then after that, of course, it goes back to when they passed their Bill 21 last year, which allowed the minister to essentially walk away from legally binding agreements and break his word and the word of the government when it came to respecting their partners in providing health care, and that being, among others, the doctors.
Any follow-up, Kenny?
Yes, I do. I saw the release that had came in yesterday about the about a special committee being called, and I already see here that the Premier, the Health Minister, Justice Minister, Labour Minister, and various others are on that. I guess this might be for MLA Shepherd. When do you hope to hear from any of these witnesses if they're going to actually appear before the committee?
So thank you, Kenny. So unfortunately, what was announced yesterday is the government looking for proposals to conduct an independent third-party review. So far, the government members of the Special Committee on the Review of the Public Health Act have refused to allow us to call in the Premier, the Minister of Health, the Minister of Labour, to discuss the very real impacts that we saw of COVID-19 on so many Albertans due to some of the poor decisions that were made. So despite the fact that all of those individuals, I think, would have much to offer in our review of that Public Health Act, and indeed how it's available and what's available for use, and indeed some of the changes that they brought into that act, in the midst of the global pandemic, so far government members have refused. We are hoping, though, that as part of this independent third-party review, that at least there will be the opportunity for some questions to be asked of those ministers and of the Premier himself, and indeed that the public will get to be part of that process, and that there is an opportunity for a public inquiry where they will answer for some of the decisions they made.
Okay, you are muted.
If I could just add really quickly to that as well, Kenny, like, The review of how the government handles a disaster is not actually a new thing. Of course, we did it, for instance, after the Fort McMurray fire. And I recall meeting with the people that we contracted to review. So there is no reason why there should not be the opportunity for those reviewers to meet with the ministers, particularly the ones who made some such tragic decisions as they relate to the cargo meat plant and the failure of the government to act appropriately to protect working people and the people in the surrounding communities from the risks that that plant clearly posed to those residents.
Thank you so much.
We'll do one more pass for questions. Just a reminder to press *9 if you're joining us.